Well, peanut farmers are very proud to have one of the most popular sandwiches in America, according to the food experts and the National Peanut Board. Eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, just like when you were a kid, is also popular with adults. According to them, April the 2nd is Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, known nationwide. 49% agree that jelly is the best pairing with peanut butter. 90% less is the cost of a PB&J compared to almond butter. Peanut butter and a whole wheat bread makes PB&Js a complete protein. PB&J can go beyond the sandwich in making into smoothies, French toast, all kind of muffins and this type of thing. 94% of Americans have at least one jar of peanut butter at home, so a PB&J is always ready. They said in 1901, that was the year the first reference was made to peanut butter and jelly sandwich that appeared in the Boston Cooking School magazine. And that is good news. That they keep that popular food available every day. But congratulations, peanut farmers are now trying to get this crop in. We're getting into the short rows in the southeast, but so far only about 65% of the crop estimate has been delivered. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.